So after Yaakov Avinu finishes blessing and benching his sons, the Shiftei Yisroel, he asked them to be buried in Moriz HaMachpelah. The Perek Memtes, which is the Perek of the Brochus, finishes off by Echal Yaakov Letzavis his Bonov. Yaakov finished basically giving over his message to his children. Ve'yesef raglav el amita, and he put his feet in the bed. Va'yigva va'yosef el amav, and he pretty much joined his people, meaning that he seemingly that he passed away. Rashi says, umisa leinem ruboy, it doesn't say va'yomos, that Yaakov Avinu died. V'omru rabbi seinu, and Chazal tell us, this is a Gemara in Tainus Heyom at Beis, Yaakov Avinu loimeis, the Yaakov Avinu did not pass away. Now we all know that Rashi is writing for the Ben Chomish Lemikra Pshutei Shel Mikra. So when Rashi writes Yaakov Avinu loimeis, he's not expecting you to know drushes, which there are many different drushes explaining what does it mean, no misa by a tzaddik, which bechlal tzaddikim afilu b'misosam nekroim chayim. Tzaddikim, even when they pass away, they're called living. And Rishoyim, and wicked people, afilu b'chayim nekroim meisim. Even when they're alive, they're considered dead. So this is bechlal by tzaddikim. But when the Chazal tell us regarding Yaakov, Yaakov loy meis, it doesn't just mean like any other tzaddik, because then we wouldn't single out Yaakov Avinu. And Rashi wouldn't bring it down in Pshutei Shel Mikra. Rather, Yaakov loy meis on a very poshut level. And this is what we find, or the Chaim points out, that Pasuk Aleph of the next Pasuk tells us that Yosef fell on his father and he cried, Vayishak loy, and he kisses him. And the Orach Chaim points out, Ein nochen lasis kein lemeis. You're not allowed, it's not proper to do that to a dead person, because the tumah of the dead person goes up, and if you kiss the person, you become tamei. El Eliyakev ki chayhu. The reason why Yosef did it to Yaakov, because Yaakov was considered alive, and being that he was considered alive, therefore, he was even able to give him a kush. Now there are many biurim in Yaakov Loimeis, in the whole story. Everybody knows the story where this comes from. That the Gemara in Tainus Heyam the Beis tells us that Ibn Nachman and Bar Yitzchok were sitting by a meal, and Ibn Nachman tells Ibn Yitzchok, "Tell me a var, tell me a milsa." And he says, "Don't you know Chazal say ein masichin besuda?" We don't speak when we eat because it could endanger the person with the windpipe, with the food pipe. And after they ate, he said, I will tell you, Yaakov loy meis. And then he said, Oy bazoi, was it for nothing? Was it for naught that they buried him, they embalmed him, and the whole situation that they, the whole story of Misas Yaakov and Kvuras Yaakov. And he says, Mikra ani doidish, I'm learning it out from a pasuk. Mazare b'chayim, avu b'chayim, the same way we see a pasuk that compares Yaakov to Zaroi, and if Zari b'chayim, hu b'chayim. So you have a lot of people that they want to translate this and discuss it on a ruchnizdika level, but obviously when Rashi is writing, he's writing on a gashmizdika level. There's actually a beautiful explanation from the Shaloh HaKadosh, where he explains that there is a difference between Yisrael and Yaakov, the two names of the of Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu, the name Yaakov already passed away, that when Yaakov heard the negative report, the terrible report about Misas Yosef, or so he thought, so the Yaakov in him passed away, and all of a sudden when he heard that Yosef was living, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim, the Yaakov, the Ruach of Yaakov came back. And because it already passed away, it doesn't pass away again. And he gives a whole biur, the difference between Yisrael and Yaakov. And as a matter of fact, the Rebbe's father, the Blavik, has a whole biur on this Gemara. In it, he explains that first of all, when he says, Omer le milsa, tell me a vort, milsa has the same words as loy meis. In other words, he actually told him a milsa. And he explains that Emes Liyakov is also Yaakov Loimes. The same words of Emes Liyakov is Yaakov Loimes, because Yaakov is connected to Midas Emes, and Emes doesn't change. Emes ain't a mishtana. Emes doesn't change. And especially as we mentioned previously in a different shir, that if you take into perspective and you think about the fact that it's brought down in Ayoyim Yoyim, that if the Alter Rebbe would have taken out Titin Emes Liyakov, he would have had 50,000 more Hasidim. But because he wanted Emes, he wrote it. So now you understand that the concept of Yaakov Leimes is the same thing as Emes Liyakov. This is the challenge, the soyin of our generation. Are we staying with the Emes of a Lebedik, a Rebbe, etc.? But that's all for Fabrengen purposes and Hashkafa purposes. How does this relate to the whole Inyan of Gula Moshiach? Which Bechlal, what Koyach do we get as Yidin from the fact that Yaakov Leimes, this wonderful thing that our forefather Yaakov doesn't pass away, what Koyach does it leave us, the descendants of Yaakov? And there's a beautiful Sikha with Rebbe in Lekutei Sichas Chelek Lamed Hei Parshas Vayechi, the third Sikha. There are three Sikhas in Vayechi. The third Sikha has six Oisias, and on page 228, the Rebbe says like this, this is Ois Vav. V'hine Geder HaNitzchias Gam B'negei Elachai Aguf. This Nitzchias applies to Yidin also Bechaye Haguf, because even though this concept of Yaakov Leimes was only said regarding Yaakov, listen to this. Hare bepnimius ubechol Yisrael. This idea of Leimes be'etzem applies to every single Yid. Kipsaka Mishnah, like the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael yeshlem chelek leilam haba. We all have a chelek in oilam haba. Now, Olam Haba in that Mishnah does not mean Gan Eden. It's referring to Olam HaTchiyah. It's referring to Tchiyas HaMeisim. As we know, that the Mishnah continues, Ve'elu she'ein lam chelek lo'olam haba. These are those that don't have a chelek, and one of those people are if you're Koifer in Tchiyas HaMeisim. And we explain why. Because you are Koifer in Tchiyas HaMeisim, you don't get Tchiyas HaMeisim. Mido k'neged mido. So we see clearly that Olam Haba in this Mishnah, which is a Mishnah part of Yud Beis Psukim, is something that we all have to apply to every single year, that means Tchiras HaMeisim. Why? Because we are all Neitzer Matoi Masa Yodeli Spoyer. We are all created by Hashem. But listen to this word. This is very important. Ve'inyan zeh ovar b'Yerusha me'Yakiv Avinu sheloi meis. This inyan, that Yidin will eventually have tchiyas ha'meisim, which means that be'etzem every single Yid is loi meis. Even someone that passes away, it's a temporary, it's a pause in life, but that's not his final destination. Because every single Yid will have tchiyas ha'meisim, so be'etzem every single Yid falls in the category of loy meis. What koyach do we have? Where did Am Yisrael get this koyach of loy meis? Where do we get this from? It started from the fact that Yaakov was loy meis. Yaakov was the Bechir Shabbos. And this Bechir, as we know, the same way he was the chosen of the Avis, our Guf is the Bechir, it's explained in Tanya, that the Bechir of the Abish there expresses itself in the guf of the Yid more than the Nesham of the Yid, because in the guf we look like any other human being. So what makes a Yid different? That's the Bechira, where the choice doesn't seem so obvious. If the choice is obvious, there's no Bechira, as it's explained in the Maimorim of Purim about the Goyrol. The idea is that this Bechira and the guf of the Yid comes from the Bechira of Yaakov Avinu. And the same way Yaakov Avinu Loimeis, this gives us the koyach, every single Yid, that there's Loimeis, because every single Yid has a chelek in Tchiyas HaMeisim.